Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today's Gospel, well, there's a problem with it. And it's not just that Zoom didn't want to cooperate today, and then Google Hangouts, and then YouTube, but then Zoom decided to start working again. That's not the problem with today's Gospel reading. You see, where today's gospel reading starts doesn't really build the whole scene, and so it's easy for us to lose the meaning. So let's recreate the scene. It was the night before Passover, and Jesus had become like a servant and washed his followers' feet. He then gathered at a table, and Jesus told his disciples that Judas would betray him, and that Jesus would have to leave them. Jesus told the disciples that he loved them and that all his disciples should love one another. It is at that moment that Jesus was consoling the disciples with a few promises. And last week, we explored the first promise that Jesus gave. And that is that Jesus would prepare a place where the disciples would be together with Jesus. And today we pick up where that conversation left off last week. You see, there were disciples who were sitting in the environment of uncertainty. These disciples were in fear, they were insecure, and they were confused. Into that environment, Jesus gave another promise, a promise that Jesus would be coming in a different form, a promise that explained the special way that Jesus would remain present with all believers. And that special way was with another advocate. And those two words are jam-packed with depth. After all, that phrase reminds us this was not the first one or necessarily the only one, but it was another advocate. Something, it was like something that was before. It kind of walked like and talked like and maybe even looked like that former one. It's one that has a striking resemblance to Jesus. It's another one. And more specifically, it's another advocate. And if you know me, you'd probably guess that I had to look up this work in this word in the original Greek language to keep our translators honest. And the word translated here as advocate is parakleton, parakleton. And the root of that word is parakletos. And parakletos has a few possible translations. We could use it as a legal term and get the translation we got today, that is, advocate. Or we could go with the relational terms and we'd get comforter or helper or counselor. Okay, now, this fun Greek lesson, or maybe not so fun Greek lesson, but it's a Greek lesson nevertheless. Why in the world does it matter? Well, here's the deal. If you are anything like me, then the word advocate, when I hear it, I start thinking about someone who pushes and nudges or nags on some person or system or thing. I think about court advocates. I think about hospital advocates, and I think about educational advocates. I immediately go to thinking about how my case can be pled before some larger entity that is beyond my grasp. And sure, advocates can be really great. But the thing is, I'm not sure that that is what fits best with how John's gospel understands Jesus. After all, the famous verse that many of us might know from this gospel is John 3:16. And in that verse, God so loved the world that God gave us Jesus, who is an advocate. And in John, it's not so much that we need an advocate going to an angry God to plead, much like Moses did on behalf of the Israelites. That's not John's gospel. So if we don't need an advocate going to God because God already loves us, then maybe, just maybe, the advocate is not for us. But instead, the advocate is coming to us. Or to use David Loess's words, perhaps it is the Spirit who intercedes on God's behalf before us. And you know what? I think that that just might be it. I mean, in those times when we, like the disciples, feel uncertain, in fear, or unclear about the future, and we're beginning to feel that isolation is turning into abandonment, those are the moments when I know that I need something or someone to come and comfort and help me. And remember, those are the same ways that translate parakletos. You see, these are the moments when I probably need an advocate or comforter or a helper or a counselor to remind me of Christ's presence in the world. These are the moments when I need to be shown by an advocate that walks and talks and maybe even looks a little bit like Jesus. It is in the midst of chaos that the advocate comes to calm. It's in the midst of fear that the advocate comes to comfort. It is in the midst of separation that the advocate comes to show connection. And this is Jesus's promise to the disciples. And this is Jesus's promise to you and me today. You see, the promise of love was Jesus's message. Love for all people, love for all creation, a love that sacrifices, love that does not translate to free or unfettered or uncontrolled and individualistic actions. That's not the love that Jesus is talking about, but rather the love that brings life to all people. And love will sometimes make us feel uncomfortable, because that is the love that is shown by another advocate. That advocate is found in the love shown when we acknowledge the sacrifice that we all make for this new life that that is given to all of God's beloved children. The advocate is found in the love shown in supporting local businesses and nonprofits. The advocate is glimpsed in the love shown in patience with children and partners and friends. And whoever is in our small and frustrating and annoying sometimes cohort in this quarantine. And friends, this is where I think we're best left today. Because that's the message. Today's gospel reveals Christ's ongoing and never-ending presence. Jesus assures us that he came to bring a message that advocates to us regarding God's love that is freely given. And while Jesus may not physically be here, through the resurrection, Jesus sent another advocate, another comforter, and another helper. Jesus has sent us the Spirit of love that reminds us each day of God's presence. For love is another advocate. Love is God's gift. Love is our resurrection. Amen.